Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, who wants to be a millionaire? Anybody and everybody, it seems, when it comes to guessing what you might need for retirement. That seems to be the magic number. And with us today in the studio is Catherine Collinson, the president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. And Catherine, you're going to help us sort out this rather seemingly complex issue of what do you really need for retirement? And it all comes down to good calculation.
Absolutely. And our research has found that only about 1 in 10 have actually used a retirement calculator to estimate their retirement savings needs.
Now, you say a retirement calculator. Where do I buy this thing?
You don't need to buy a retirement calculator. You can, but many are available for free. We've got a terrific one at transamericacenter.org. Most financial websites also have retirement calculators.
Now, let's come back to this million-dollar question. Again, your studies indicate that most people say, I need $1 million to retire. That may be sufficient and may not be.
Indeed. For many, it may be sufficient. For some, it may be too much. And then for others, it may not be enough. The only way to find your number is to run the numbers.
So how does it work? You go on, you put in some very basic information or assumptions, actually, about what you may need in retirement.
Yep. So retirement calculators in general will ask some really basic questions that are probably pretty easy to answer. Your current age, your current income, your current level of savings, and if you have a spouse, their age and income and savings. Then comes the tricky part where everybody needs to kind of be on the lookout because different calculators have different assumptions that can affect your overall savings needs.
Right. So, for instance, many calculators assume you're going to retire at the age of 65, when in fact, we're seeing that people are retiring much later or working part-time even well into their 70s.
Yes. The retirement age is a big assumption because that's going to determine how many years you're spending in retirement versus how many years you're working and how many you need to save. Now, if you plan on working longer, you can increase that number to 67 or 68. Or if you have aspirations of retiring sooner, then you'll want to put in that earlier number, maybe 61 or 62.
So run the numbers is what you're saying, and it's easy to do so. How do you factor in investment yields? Because obviously when you think of these calculators, makes certain assumptions about investment yields of retirement assets, and that can swing it either way in a big way.
Yeah, it sure can. And different calculators, again, have different assumptions. Some may assume that your investments are going to grow at 8% a year. Others, only 3% a year. My suggestion, run a series of scenarios so that you can see how investment performance ultimately impacts the value of your savings at retirement age.
I think the message here is people need to stop and think and really consider what they might need in retirement, then check that against what they're doing or not doing. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And my big message for people is we spend 30 to 40 years in the workforce, often working 40 hours a week or more, saving for a retirement that could last 20, 25, or 30 or more years, and yet we're not making the investment of time to spend a few hours estimating how much we're going to need to save.
Well, it all comes down to having a clear plan and then checking that plan against reality. I would encourage everyone to check out that nifty calculator at transamericacenter.org. That's all we have time for. Thank you, Catherine. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.